joyful wedding sounds. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Which phase of life are you these days? These happy, joyful times, or sad, tough times, difficult times with challenges? God promises that the sounds of joy and gladness will be heard again. The voices, the joyful voices of bridegroom and bride will be heard again, along with the joyous songs of people bringing thanksgiving offerings to the Lord. Jeremiah 33, verse 11. They will sing, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good, his love endures forever. Which situation did he say that? Was it a very joyful time? Oh, it was amidst the difficult times. We can see in the verse before. The Lord said, people are saying that this place is like a desert, that it has no people or animals living in it. And they are right. The towns of Judah and streets of Jerusalem are empty. No people or animals live there. But in these places, you will hear again the shouts of gladness and joy and the happy sounds of wedding feasts. You will hear people sing as they bring thank offerings to my temple. They will say, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, because he is good and his love is eternal. And in the meantime, we know that this is fulfilled. Jesus has won that victory. He has defeated all sadness. He has defeated all sin or wrongdoing, the darkness, all hatred and bitterness. Jesus has won the victory over devil and over death. He has sacrificed himself. He went to the cross and died on our behalf, taking away all the evils and winning the victory over all the difficult, over all darkness, bringing instead the light, rising up from the tomb, rising to life, to heavens, and sending his Holy Spirit, who brings joy. Joy as in case of a wedding, almost as if we get married to God, because Jesus opens that gate to God's kingdom. He enables us to come close to God, to unite with God. All that separates us, all the sin, all the darkness is taken away, is defeated. Jesus said, the wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? Mark 2, verse 19. Let's pray. Lord, you see our life circumstances. In fact, you know our life even better than ourselves. We tend to forget. You see how there are good times, pleasant times, joyful times, as in case of feasts and weddings. You also see the difficult times, sadness, toughness, pains, challenges, loneliness, persecution. Thank you that you have won that great victory, that you have taken away the darkness, that you have removed all that separates us from God, that we can turn to you. You have taken away and won the victory over all sin, over all darkness, over the devil, over death, over all that. Thank you that you let us participate, that you offer us to unite again, almost as in a wedding. Thank you for that unbelievable offer. Thank you for that great invitation. To you be all praise and glory and honor forever. Amen.